Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A high and noble mission, the Adventist Outreach to African Americans During the Civil War Era and Beyond by Robert W. Price, reflects on the turbulent years, the ones following America's Civil War. The emancipation of those held in slavery opened new ministry opportunities for Northern churches. Previously blocked from reaching any held as slaves, they are now free to preach the good news to the poor. Individuals discovered within this new mission field, the freedmen, willingly came to hear the word of the Lord proclaimed. One request rose above all the others. They wanted to read. Meanwhile, the surrounding white community was strongly opposed to any schooling at all. Missionaries stood in the middle, seeking to please both the sending churches and the black freedmen while maintaining peace within an oftentimes hostile community. Their story in a high and noble mission, the Adventist Outreach to African Americans During the Civil War Era and Beyond by Robert W. Price. Robert is had a lifelong involvement with urban ministries and education, did his doctoral studies at the University of Illinois. He helped found and later pastored a large inner-city church in Chicago, which continues to maintain a strong educational ministry. He's written Sunday school lessons for a number of years, for more than 30 years, at Chicago State and Eastern universities. He developed a popular course on the history of the black church in America, uncovering some of the materials used in this book. Dr. Robert W. Price, author of A High and Noble Mission, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Price, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
It is such an interesting book and a different perspective for many of us of what happened and what transpired in the years right after the Civil War. How did you become interested in the area of the church missions?
Well, I've always been interested in church missions. I guess I grew up in a mission-minded church, and therefore I was just had that background. But then one day someone told me that the mission society that was heavy in Africa, India, and other places began as a mission to the freedmen. And so that began my interest in this whole field.
The title of the book is What is the High and Noble Mission? What is High and Noble Mission? Where'd you get the title?
Well, the High and Noble Mission was originally to preach about the second coming of Christ, that this is an Adventist church, and they were in the north and preaching about the second coming of Christ, and so that was the mission, and they spread it all around the north, but the problem was that they couldn't move south because many of the people were abolitionists, and therefore they were unable to move into the South. So that was the original High and Noble Mission.
How did slavery and the Civil War change the goal of the mission? What impact did that have on this goal that you talked about?
Well, when the Civil War came to an end, the mission was now able to move into the South. And therefore, when they moved into the South, they found the South deeply divided racially, and the trying to minister to the white community, that didn't work because these were Yankees, and they didn't want to hear anything about them. It was completely different when they began to minister to the former slaves, the freedmen. They were most open to having the church come and minister to them. So that's how they got involved with the slaves, the former slaves in the South.
Talk about how the former slaves, the freedmen that you talk about, how did that change the original goals of the mission? It did change. How did that change take place?
It really did change because obviously the freedmen were heavily into social things because they didn't have anything. But there was one thing that came along with their interest in the church. They were interested in coming and being part of the church, But they were not empty vessels. They came with a great desire to want to learn. They wanted to read. They wanted to go to school. That is something that had been denied to them all through slavery times. And now that they were free, they wanted to have schools. We think of the story of Booker T. Washington, who had to carry the books of his master's daughter to school. And he said that he could get up to the schoolhouse door, but could never go inside. And in his mind, if he could get inside that door, it would be just like getting into paradise, like getting into heaven, to get inside the school door. And that was typical of the people. They wanted to have schools. And so when they began to minister to the people, the freedmen, they began to find out that they were very interested in schools. And so that's how the mission changed, from preaching in the church, which they did, but also to establish schools for the people.
And as I mentioned, missionaries stood in the middle, a precarious position to be in, as we'll talk about during our conversation. The book is A High and Noble Mission, The Adventist Outreach to African Americans During the Civil War Era. Our guest is Robert W. Price, During the Civil War Era and Beyond, a very important part of that message. How did this change the overall mission, operation of the mission? You talked about how it changed. I mentioned that put missionaries in the middle. How did that change overall what they were attempting to do?
Well, the original goal was to just establish churches and help the people. But now they had to consider schools. They were open to this because they thought that the people wanting to schools because they wanted to be able to read the Bible. That was a high goal. They had a high opinion of the Bible, and they wanted to be able to read the words of the Bible for themselves rather than simply hearing it. And the people thought, the home front church thought, that this was God ordained, that God was in this, and therefore they were interested in teaching the people in schools to read the Bible. Others that were not so religiously minded simply wanted to be able to read, because they saw that as a way to establish the rights that they were given after the Civil War. And so the church began to not only have church on Sunday and teach a Sunday school, but also 5 days a week, regular weekday school, in which they were teaching people how to read, and they were teaching them how to read by using the Bible, which they said is helpful in maintaining the churches that they were establishing.
And you can imagine they've heard about the Bible, they've had it read to them. Now they're in the position where we want to be able to read ourselves and understand and interpret and enjoy and soak in all of the benefits of the Bible. But there were obstacles that were in the way, as you'll read about in A High and Noble Mission. How were the missionaries received by the community? They come in the beginning to help spread the word, and then this teaching aspect enters into it that created animosity. How were the missionaries received in the general community?
They were not received well. They were Yankees, and they were coming into the South, and they said that they couldn't find any place to live or to operate. Especially because of the schools. The normal Southerner was not so opposed to establishing a church, but to establish a school went against all the past history of the South when it dealt with the freedmen. And so the missionary was coming in trying to establish a church, and a school along with the church. And one quote that I have in the book, the missionary said that every Christian and infidel door was closed against them when they found out that they were about to establish a school. They ran into all kinds of problems in attempting to do this.
And you'll read about those problems in Robert's book, A High and Noble Mission. Included in that, schools were actually burned. You write about, talk about that. This is not just verbal threats. They actually, the physical threats were carried out, and churches and schools were burned.
Schools were burned, and sometimes because the teachers could not get homes to live in because people wouldn't rent them homes, they had to live in the school, and so when the school was burnt, everything that the missionary owned was burnt up with them. And so several schools were burned to the ground during this period of time. There were riots and other things that took place, and that was just standard, especially against the schools, rather than being against the church as such, although the church and the school were the same building.
What was a typical mission center like? Can you describe what they were like?
The mission center was always the church. As far as the north was concerned, the church was the mission center. As far as the freedmen was concerned, it was the school. And when we think about it, we think about the church. But the church was actually the lesser of population. The school was overflowing, because if people heard that they were establishing a school, which they did, the people came out to the school. That was crowded. The church, although it was high initially, that began to shrink in attendance, but the schools grew, and they just took over the building completely. The schools were the big thing. Then the Sunday school, which actually taught the Bible too, that was in the middle. So the church was on the low end. The school, weekday school, was on the high end, and the Sunday school in the middle.
How did the staff hold up under this pressure, the pressure of the mission? How did they get through this?
Well, they ran into several problems. First of all, they were northerners in the south, and the summer was terrible. The heat of the summer just worked, which did many in. The weather was bad. The amount of time they had to spend with the people was just exorbitant. You didn't have Sunday off. Sunday was church and Sunday school, and then you were there 5 days a week teaching the regular school. And after the regular school, there was all kinds of social things, because the people had nothing. And so they depended upon the teacher for everything. And so the whole story is a story of people that were running into problems with health, the hot weather. They didn't have any time to recuperate. Many got sick and didn't last in the mission. And some missionaries actually died in the process. Several died. And many others simply couldn't take it. They got so sick, they had to be taken back home.
You can imagine the pressure, the tension, the danger that they faced. It's all laid out so well in A High and Noble Mission, The Adventist Overreach to African Americans During the Civil War Era and Beyond, by our guest on the program, Dr. Robert W. Price. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was the extent of the activities of the mission?
Well, The extent of the activities depends really on what side you're looking at. As far as the home front churches, they established many churches in the South during this period of time, as well as some independent missions established in the South. They always were centered around the church. However, the schools became the big thing as far as the African Americans were concerned. They had schools, and the stories of them in attendance from wall to wall. You had grandparents, you had their children, and you had grandchildren all in the same classroom, because no one had been to school, and so they were all in the same classroom, all trying to learn during this period of time. And they came in all kinds of weather, and the missionaries would comment all the time about the people coming with some with shoes that were so poor that they were almost useless, but they were the fortunate ones because people came with no shoes at all. People came with clothes that really shouldn't be outside in cold weather. They came with all that because they were so hungry to come to learn how to read and to be able to read the Bible, among other things.
You talk in the book about how the lives of many missionaries were really transformed because of the nature of this noble mission that they were doing, part of the Christian mission. For many, this really was, even though they went through so many tragic circumstances, as you were talking about, it really was fulfilling to actually see the end result, wasn't it?
It was fulfilling to them. We find at the end of the mission that they would say that just a few years they had dealt with thousands of people in the church and the schools. Some worked to establish teachers themselves. They wanted to have some of the black population, the freedmen themselves, be able to teach, which of course they couldn't do very much coming out of slavery. And so they wound up with what we call cadres of teachers. And that was most rewarding, that they could say that from our time here, we have established some teachers for the South to carry on their place in the future. And some other missions were more concerned with what we would think of as a regular rescue mission, in which they were changing people and their lives from just wasting away after slavery into something that was solid and goal-oriented. And that was a blessing for them.
This is such an important part of history brought to life in a remarkable way by Robert Price, our guest on the program, A High and Noble Mission. How long did this high and noble mission continue? How long did this go?
You would think from all that took place that it took place a long time. It actually can be centered in about 5 years. The Civil War ended in 1865, and it began a little ahead of that time, and really came to an end about 1870. In 1870, because the black population was so concerned about education, the white population actually began to be more interested in education too, and they pushed to get universal education for all people, especially the white population, but it latched over onto the freedmen also. And so in about 1870, the states began to have universal education, which meant that they were paying for people to have schools, and therefore the Freedmen's Bureau that was paying the rent for these buildings, the Freedmen's Bureau kind of went out of business about 1870, which meant that the people could no longer afford to pay the rent for the school, which also paid for the church. And so about 1870, things began to come to an end. So it was a very intensive five-year period in which the Freedmen's Bureau got involved in paying the rent and to keep the schools going.
Are there lasting effects, impacts?
Yes. Yes, the lives that people change. Can you imagine one person is quoted as saying that having gone to school and accomplishing what they did in this five-year period was just like living in a dream. Their lives had changed so much. It was just like a dream that they now felt themselves really to be worthwhile, which while they were slaves, they were told they weren't worth much, but now they had an education, they had the Bible, and they were now more goal-oriented. And so, yes, lives would change. And you can understand them saying, it's just like living in a dream world.
They had the tools. Finally, they had the tools. And it's such a remarkable story, again, coming to life in Robert's book, A High and Noble Mission, The Adventist Outreach to African Americans During the Civil War Era and Beyond. Robert W. Price, the author, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. My thanks to King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. Robert, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Are you working on another book?
Not at the moment.
Oh, okay. It sounds like, no, don't ask. I'm going to take some time off and enjoy life here. You did a remarkable job with this. The book is just opens up a part of history that many of us either ignored or wasn't aware that was there, and it brings it to life. These are real people on both sides, the missionaries and the freedmen, and we get a chance to sample that and experience what they went through and the great sacrifices to get where we are today. The book was an excellent read, and Robert, again, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure to have Robert W. Price with us. The book is A High and Noble Mission. The book available at Amazon. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.